Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Barry Boulding, VP of Marketing and Business Development of Cray. Welcome, Barry.
Thank you, Allison.
So, Barry, why don't we just get started? And, you know, Cray's been on the show a number of times before, but why don't you just introduce the audience quickly to Cray and what your role at the company is?
Well, Cray is a company with a long history in computing and was one of the original companies that was developing products for what we today call supercomputing in the supercomputing market. Really, Cray is a company that is focused 100% on helping our customers solve the most challenging supercomputing or computing problems, the most challenging data analytics problems, and storage and data management problems that they face. So really, we've broadened out of just supercomputing, but we are still focused on the types of data analytics and data storage that actually support very large, complex supercomputing problems that our customers face.
That's a good point, because it seems like the folks in the supercomputing arena have been doing the types of analytics that commercial enterprise is looking at doing now for a long time. Do you see those types of approaches transitioning?
Absolutely. And in fact, we're working with Intel on a number of those transitions and approaches. Cray customers for a long time have been dealing with very large data sets and the problems of how to move those data sets around in their environment without hitting bottlenecks. So Cray and Intel have collaborated in a number of areas over the past decade to attack those problems for the supercomputing customer and are beginning to tackle those problems for the mainstream analytics customers today. For instance, we work together on parallel file system technologies. We're both members of the OpenSFS Parallel File System Consortia. We have a strong interest in how data is moved through storage hierarchies. Intel, from a technology standpoint, provides many interesting architectures for storing data, such as SSDs. We use those in our products. So there are a number of areas where Intel and Cray collaborate on those types of technologies for big data.
Now, today's reason for you to visit Chip Chat is about one of those more traditional stories. And why don't you tell me about what the news is today?
Well, today Intel has announced, Cray's announced, and the Department of Energy have announced that we're collaborating together on the delivery and installation of what will be one of the largest supercomputers in the world once it's installed. This will be for the Department of Energy at Argonne National Lab to be able to solve some of the most complex problems that the Department of Energy faces today. And it's exciting because it is really this three-way collaboration between Intel, Cray, and Argonne National Laboratories to take some big steps toward more complex types of systems to support more complex types of workloads. And it's those steps that we're going to be taking over the next few years that are really the exciting part of the announcement.
Now, I've heard some figures bantered about, but how many petaflops will this system represent? And in this space, you know, when people compare the largest systems in the world, how does it rank in there, do you think?
The system being delivered will be approximately 180 petaflops of computing power is sort of in the specifications that we're trying to aim for. It's hard to predict, you know, will that be the fastest machine in the world? Will it not? You know, from a top 500 point of view, the issue with the top 500 is it's really just a toy application. It's not really the production applications that our customers run. So Argonne will be running very complex scientific workloads that are moving very large amounts of data around their infrastructure. And for those types of production workloads, we do believe this balanced architecture we'll be delivering will be running those applications as fast or faster than any other supercomputer in the world. So in terms of how fast those applications run, yes, it easily could be the fastest system in the world for what Argonne wants.
That's pretty cool. And you mentioned balanced computing platform. How have Cray and Intel worked together to define an architecture that will be suitable for these workloads. And what goes into that? I mean, that's not an easy process to consider given the types of analysis that Argonne is targeting.
Cray and Intel have actually been doing this for many years. And so this is really just a next step that we've announced today. In fact, we've started working together several years ago on a project for DARPA where Intel was bringing the computing technologies into the infrastructure and talking about how to optimize those computing technologies. We were bringing system technologies to bear. And the consequence of that is the current generation of Cray products that are actually, we've announced a number of big solutions where Cray is providing the solution, the manufacturing, the system design, and the management. And Intel is providing parallelization software. They're providing the chip technologies. And the Trinity announcement in late 2014 was a very large system, $174 million system, that really is a stepping stone to the Aurora system that was announced today. So we've been doing these steps. Now, what we're doing new for Aurora is that some of the interconnect technologies are going to be evolving. Intel, a couple of years ago, started a project using some IP that they purchased from Cray in interconnect technology. And that really is evolving into the technologies that were announced today to be part of the Aurora system that's going to be delivered. Cray and Intel are working on the software stack that will evolve into this. Cray is really providing the system infrastructure, and this will be a follow-on system to our current set of products today. Today, our products are actually called the Cray XC series. We have a code name for the system delivered for Argonne. It's called Shasta. And so Cray and Intel are working on the technologies that will go into the Shasta systems that we deliver to Argonne. And derivations of that system will then be delivered to many customers in commercial and government and academic high-performance computing.
Can you give the audience a sense of the types of analysis that might be running on these systems and the fields of science that are being approached?
You know, the mandate of the Department of Energy is really to provide resources to simulate any type of energy-related research that could optimize the use of energy resources in the U.S. So this could be anything from material science, modeling more efficient solar cells. It's fluid dynamics to be able to analyze more efficient types of reactors or more efficient types of fuel pumps that are used in automobiles, for pumps that are used to pump gases from the oil fields to the production facilities. You know, any type of problem where simulation and analysis of the data around any type of energy resource is really the mandate of Argonne. Now, Argonne itself is doing a lot of very cutting-edge development on the programs that do the simulation. So I think a lot of work that will be done will be in scaling these applications on the Intel Xeon Phi processor family and on the Cray series of supercomputers to a much higher parallel scalability. So that's also part of the workloads, is really the computer science around improving the simulations.
How do you think that this system fits in with a broader view of the trend in terms of the future of high-performance computing?
We actually design systems for the high scale, and then we take those technologies and we move those technologies downstream. There's no difference here for Aurora. That the same philosophy for our future Shasta systems comes into play, which is we're designing it for high scale, but we're making it so that we can take those technologies into the commercial customers, into the academic customers, the higher education arena, and provide them with tools that are cost effective, that have good TCO, that fit into their data centers. So there's a lot of development that's going to be going on here that will have impact on the wider market.
Well, Barry, congratulations. You know, obviously, the science that this system will deliver is a contribution to the entire world. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks a lot, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.